This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Parliament has passed the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, that is, Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his three-nation visit to Oman, Ethiopia and Jordan. During his visit to Oman, both the nations marked a significant milestone in their bilateral economic relations by signing the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. The two sides signed six agreements and MOUs in the fields of maritime cooperation, higher education, agriculture, millet cultivation, and an MOU between the Oman Chamber of Commerce and Industry and Confederation of Indian Industries as well. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister was accorded a ceremonial reception at the Royal Palace and was conferred with the Order of Oman Award, the Sultanate's uniquely distinct civilian honor, for his exceptional contribution to India-Oman ties and visionary leadership. A comprehensive economic partnership agreement, SEPA, and six memorandums of understanding were also signed in various fields, including maritime cooperation, higher education, agriculture, and millet cultivation. While addressing a business forum having industry leaders from India and Oman, the Prime Minister proposed creation of India-Oman Agri Innovation Hub and India-Oman Innovation Bridge to make the business partnership future-ready. Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Muscat, Oman.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi today. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will address the gathering and launch several landmark Ayush initiatives, including My Ayush Integrated Services Portal, a master digital portal for the Ayush sector. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate a two-day national conference of chairpersons of state public service commissions in Hyderabad this morning. State's PSC chairpersons and senior officials from across the country will attend the two-day conference. Telangana Public Service Commission Chairman B. Venkatesham informed the two-day conference will serve as a platform to bring together the state public service commissions and the UPSC to discuss reforms along with the challenges and problems faced in government job recruitment processes. Indian Railways will run 138 special trains across nine zones to manage the surge of passengers during Christmas and New Year. These trains have been planned with 650 trips proposed and approved. Ministry of Railways said so far 244 trips have been notified. Western Railway has the highest share with 26 trains. Central Railway is operating 18 trains, while South Central Railway has planned 26 trains and Southeast Central Railway is having 12 trains during this time to meet the festive rush. Violence has erupted in Bangladesh following the death of student leader Usman Hadi during treatment in Singapore. Hadi was shot by masked attackers in Dhaka last week and died of his injuries yesterday while being treated in Singapore. As news of his death emerged, hundreds of his protesters gathered in a square in the capital city to protest. Demonstrators vandalized the offices of prominent Bangladeshi newspapers, the Daily Star and Pratham Ali, with one building set on fire. Protesters attacked the residence of India's Assistant High Commissioner in Chattogram, raising serious concerns over the security of diplomatic premises. As the situation escalated, law enforcement agencies fired tear gas shells to disperse the protesters. India will take on Sri Lanka in the semi-final of Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 at the ICC Academy ground in Dubai today. The match will start at 10:30 a.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.